Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Hopefully joining us in the second hour is Stephen Kinzer, one of my favorite American authors, bar none. For some strange reason, we're not getting an answer on his line, and we'll keep trying, because if there is a great source of information on American history, an author who should be required reading in any forum, anywhere, in any state for educational purposes, it's Stephen Kinzer, tenured New York Times reporter. We've had him on the show twice before to do two other books, and I had a third one I've been chomping at the bit for some time, but with all the COVID nonsense, it's been delayed. And so I thought this might be a good time to get that one in, because by understanding some of these facets of American history, we can have the ability to deal with the mind control game that's played on us. And these are relatively easy to read, very factual, very well researched. And nobody can call him a conspiracy theorist because he's a tenured New York Times reporter. And that's what makes it just so beautiful. When I found the first one, I just went and bought a couple of more straight away and contacted him and interviewed him, and hopefully we can do that again. But the book, The Brothers, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, and Their Secret World War, is just absolutely amazing, so that you understand how operatives of the deep state work, where they go, how they move funds around the world, how they usurp any constitutional authority and take advantage of the American people and ultimately the people of the world, how they arrange wars and profit from crimes that are unmentionable in polite company, and lead up to the assassination of a president of the United States, is just mind-boggling. His other fantastic book that I've interviewed him on as well is called Poisoner-in-Chief, Sidney Gottlieb, and the CIA Search for Mind Control. This is just stunning. It's also not for children. When you see the levels of debauchery that the state has resorted to in setting up, you know, basically torture chambers, sex dens, assassination squads, it boggles your mind. You cannot be in any form of participatory government if you don't understand how deep the rabbit hole is. And this one tells you how deep the rabbit hole is, let me assure you. And he has revealed certain documents that the government put together to establish death squads in the late 50s, so that you can go and review them on how it works. That they have a committee to decide who lives and who dies. That you had one of the most evil agents of Satan ever working for Sidney Gottlieb, running what was called Operation Midnight Climax, where they had torture den drug houses and such in New York, Miami, and San Francisco, and other places all over the world. This is just absolutely chilling. But it is required information for you to have if you're going to be a master of your destiny, to know what you're up against. And it's inside your house, not outside trying to break in. And it should shock you. And if you're so naive to think that it can't be happening again, wow. That's why we're on this roller coaster ride to hell right now. The big thing in those days was that they were going to use LSD to control everyone's minds. and they did what were called classically, as you may understand it, the MKUltra mind control experiments. We just had a big conference here in Toronto about using these psychedelics for treatment and therapy. They've not given up on that. They want your mind incapacitated and unable to think, act, and react to circumstances unless, as they're developing this new weapon, to control you on a computer-assisted cyborg experiment, then there's nothing for them to fear. This is the enemy. That's how deep the rabbit hole goes. And George Hunter White was in charge of the most awful of programs, at least that we know about. Most of the MKUltra files were destroyed, which is another terrible, terrible thing. And this is why it is just so imperative to have an understanding of these things. And you can do that by listening to the previous interviews we did, finding them in the Power Hour database, or getting his books. And then for today, I was hoping we could do The True Flag, Theodore Roosevelt, Mark Twain, and the Birth of American Empire. Because this is the fork in the road. This is where everything went wrong. This is where we entered the imperialistic state. And some of the greatest thinkers and reasoners ever in American history participated in the debates back then. So instead of the Vietnam, we had the Spanish-American War back then. There was a giant financial collapse in the United States. It was in 1893. And people were hungry. Things were bad. But corporations just asset strip. And they don't care who they take them from. They do that still today. This is part of the deep hand of the deep state, to just take everything you can by force if necessary and just do it. And when we look at what happened in the Philippines, that how that country was allegedly liberated from Spain and a tyrannical control mechanism and turned into something infinitely worse when it was under American jurisdiction, because the powers to be back then would not let the locals control their own destiny, run their own shop. We could call it racism, but I think it's worse than that. It wasn't Satanism. You weren't diabolical. You wouldn't do all the things to your own country and your own countrymen that what we recognize as the deep state would do. They would, they could, they did. And many, 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 many people died as a result of that, including a lot of Americans, because the big newspapers, and that's the other big part of this story, The True Flag, that is just so important, the Hearst chain of newspapers, they ruled you. You were their puppet. Whatever they put on the front page, you dance to, no matter what it was. If they told you to run into machine gun fire to die, you would do it. If they told you to loot, to rape, to pillage, to murder, based on whatever fantasy they put together, you would do it. You would do it willingly. You would beg and plead your government to do it for you, just like today. Save us from the giant monster. And that's where Marshall McLuhan talks about the media being Satan. You can't be more Satan than that, than to control people's minds, to get them to do evil from top to bottom. But when you look at the great minds that existed back then, like William Jennings Bryan, and you look at the debates that were put together to try to take on this monster before it got too far, It thrills me to know that there were always good people standing up for morality, but at the same time, they had to go against terrible, terrible debaucherous souls. They always say the USS Maine blown up in Havana Harbor was a conspiracy. And he's uncovered the facts here. Henry Cabot Lodge spoke about a ship blowing up in Havana Harbor before the date, that that would be a catalyst to get the war started. They knew. And he had the ears, over the years, of Teddy Roosevelt. Mark Twain was a great thinker, writer, and author who wasn't going to knuckle under to this pressure of militarism. It's one thing to have to fight because you have to fight. It's another thing to fight because you can get away with it. And basically, you're committing crimes. Very, very, very serious part of American history. And when you learn all these tricks, when you see them, then you know that this is the same things we're facing again today. Different names, different events, different buzzwords, but the same thing. We're being taken down. So in one little thing here where they talk about things going on in Congress, you think some of our fights today were bad. These were some pretty tough buggers back then. And just, they said in his work here, members rushed up and down the aisles like madmen, one newspaper reported, exchanging hot words with clenched fists, set teeth. Excitement was at a fever heat. And talking about these days, these times, were the big corporations set about the usurpation of mines and natural resources all over Central America and the former Spanish possessions. And we had an assassination back then, too. President McKinley was taken out for whatever sins he committed against the deep state. This is the way the world is run. It's run by psychopaths and madmen. And for some strange reason, we have a front seat to see and understand because we found Power Hour Nation, of course. And we can look at things much more differently than most other people who are just reacting to circumstances like lab animals in an experiment. And they have no idea that they're in an experiment. And they even resist and fight you if you're trying to tell them. And that's a very sad part, a very sad state of affairs too. But it all comes down to learning, the ability to read, to analyze data. And we always have to look at the other side a little bit. And I find the greater the crisis, the bigger the crunch, that they're using pressure, fear, and intimidation tactics on us. It is fundamental that we look at the minority opinion or the other side. Just because we get steamrollered together doesn't make it a good thing. These are hard and fast facts. Anyone who is a student of even more modern recent history, whether it be the Kennedy assassination as a defining point and the others back in the 60s, going forward to the Reagan administration when he was almost assassinated. One of the other just tremendous books that I brushed off my bookcase for a great Reader's Digest in Where We're At and Why is a book by Jim Mars, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, the secret societies that threatened to take over America. After Reagan was shot, Cheney and Rumsfeld went into that continuity of government program where they were just hustled off. Their families didn't even have connection with them anymore. There was a phone line set up where they could call each other, but they didn't know where they are. They didn't know what they were doing. What were they doing? Who was running the show? and I think it was way more than George Bush and company. I think that's what Lyndon Johnson referred to as the Masters of Infinity. They were getting their marching instructions from them or it. And that's what really calls the shots. And we are managed like a herd of slaves. To them, for them. It's been like that pretty much all through history. That's why I wrote a blog called The War of the Multiverse, which is on the masthead of my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. There isn't too much there that I got to ever reassess or take back. It seems to be a Reader's Digest version of what we're up against, the technology we're up against. In Jim Mars's book, it's very, very plain. He gets right into it. That the Nazi scientists that came over in Operation Paperclip were working on time distortion weapons. I brought that up last month. The U.S. Navy's doing that today. China's doing it. We have no idea the level of complexity of the battlefield today. If we think it's soldiers and whatever weapon platforms they may be in, that's as obsolete as anything. To our leaders, they're just like the First Nations people who are on the beaches when the first Europeans came and fired a musket. Whether it was a laser beam or a musket, if someone held a stick that made a noise and it killed someone far away, and you had no concept of how it worked or why, you just knew that they had superior weapon craft. And I feel our leaders see the same thing, and that's why Boris Johnson made his UN speech last year. If you haven't heard it, it's a must. That's the Prime Minister of Great Britain. I played the whole speech for you on Power Hour for a reason, to hear it yourself. To enter a world where your mattress spies on you, where your toaster spies on you, where thoughts are put into your mind from what we would think would be inanimate objects. And he said specifically where pink-eyed Terminator robots come from the future to kill you. I believe our political leadership surrendered to superior weaponry and ability and technology wholeheartedly. And this is why the herd has to be branded the way it is, because they can't come flat out and tell you. There would be resistance. You'd fight back. And for whatever reason, there has to be a weakness of what we're up against, because it can't come out in the open and defeat us or even talk to us. We have an advantage. We just don't know what it is. They seem to be very much against guns. Maybe there's something in lead that doesn't do them well beyond what we might think. But our strength in numbers, our fortitude, our perseverance, we have an edge. We just don't know exactly what it is or how to use it or where to use it at this point in time. But by and large, we do have to look to God and Scripture to see what's coming. This is the mark of the beast system without a doubt on steroids. Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum states very, very clearly that we humans are the new useless class, because the fourth industrial revolution of robotics and technology is going to take us over, and we will be cast aside into the dung heap. And with his heavy German accent, it doesn't take too much for me to understand what happens to the useless class. I know enough of that kind of history to understand. And it's always been that way. And any of the good news that comes out is quashed completely. And that's why the Bible says we die for lack of knowledge, because they inhibit that knowledge from us. One very astute piece of news that I came across was the fact that doctors in the Dominican Republic are using an amino acid as a prophylactic against this alleged disease. And they discovered that an imbalance between the two amino acids that are in your body, lysine and arginine, contribute to you getting sick. So they take lysine as a prophylactic for their healthcare first responders. And you see this stuff pretty much all over the place. In Canada, it's in almost all the drugstores. It's good for cold sores or herpes virus. And it works. And it's not expensive. But it doesn't lead you into that ambush where you have to get the injection to take control of your body, your mind, and your soul. The only solution you are allowed is the final solution. But you can think and reason. While I was looking up lysine in my own records, I found another one. I've spoken about it once, but not into great detail. But I'll go into it more now that we have some time. It's called olive leaf extract. And this dealt with any virus they could throw at it. They tested 3,000, and then they gave up because it worked on everything. Now, you can't know that because then I can't scare you. Because then you get power that you can resist the monster. I broke the spell. A company did research on that in 1969, a major pharmaceutical company. So it's peer-reviewed research from the Masters of the Beast, a company called Upjohn. They were purchased by a company called Pfizer. So they know all this. But I can make more money selling you the monster injection. And I can take control of your body, your mind, and your soul in a win-win-win proposition. And it does absolutely nothing, probably, to protect you from being sick. It may even instigate other problems down the road because it's experimental. And you're my guinea pig. And I've got you. And you can't escape. Because you can't turn off the TV. And you're not allowed to think. Aren't you glad you come to Power Hour Nation? We'll see you on the other side of the break with the news.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. We were hoping to have Stephen Kinzer on the line. Hopefully everything's okay with him. And he hasn't rocked the boat too hard for someone to try to sink it. Because, you know, he's just a grand old soul. So hopefully we just got our wires crossed. But that's a terrible shame because I so much enjoy his work. And you can too by just going to look up these books and picking them up wherever you can, or anything else he's written too. But I really enjoyed The True Flag. I learned so much about American history reading that book. It just flabbergasted me. I was always partial to that era, and I used to like Teddy Roosevelt as a president, but now I pretty much think that you know, it's no matter who we get, we're getting the shaft. Really. And they're all there for only one reason, and that's just to, you know, to keep this diabolical system of enslavement going. Someone sent me a really great animation of where we are. It's a set of concentric circles, and there's a "You Are Here" red button in the middle. And the circles are various books from the past. 1984, Soylent Green, Clockwork Orange, Animal Farm, Brave New World, Gattaca, Lord of the Flies, Fahrenheit 451, Brazil, The Matrix, Logan's Run, and that classic lefty tale, A Handmaid's Tale. And middle, and I call that the Gulag Archipelago, based on Solzhenitsyn's work. And I amend that title slightly to say Gulag everywhere you go, that we are in a total and complete police state system, no matter where you go, outside of a few small isolated places. And one of them, I was trying to look something up on Google, good luck, but as I kept changing my search words, I felt something I wasn't looking for at all, but I was just looking for countries in Africa that were refusing the jab, and some of them were sending them back. I heard it on the BBC News. So I was looking for that country and the fact that they're sending their vaccine back because they don't want it. And then I found a story that was completely different. Tanzania. They're not buying into this at all. Can you believe that they had 3 days of national prayer to ward off the evil spirits of treachery? I go, I love you, brother. Fantastic. 3 days of national prayer. And I believe that's something Donald Trump should have done, because I still don't hear anything about the magic white horse coming to D.C. to reinstate the president. And I don't think we're ever going to see or hear anything about that, because it's all a lie to keep you enslaved. Very, very important that you understand that and not take the poison. These mind poisons are just as bad as any drug poison if you allow them to take away your sovereignty. You know, they always talk about doctors and the Hippocratic Oath. Hippocrates said something else, too. Scandalous today. Let food be thy medicine. So in the olden days, doctors understood that, making sure you got the proper nutrients, vitamins, and things like that to heal, restore, and prevent problems with your body were at the top of the list. Now every solution has to be a drug solution or some other sort of treatment that benefits the military pharmacological complex that we must beware of. So that's something that you have to keep in mind for your own safety, sanity, and sovereignty. One of my researchers, you know, also found me that what's in a lot of these vaccines, I hate big long words that are difficult to pronounce, but the short form, or is anti-HCG, causes infertility in women, along with 37 amino acids, CTP, carboxy terminal peptides, to make it so you are infertile. So in a test with some of these substances of 63 women, 61 became infertile. And then there's a male version, an anti-GnRH, that turns your sperm into dust. And if you get that in your body, you pass it on to your partners to make them infertile. So as that movie I was talking about, The Children of Men, where we can't procreate anymore, we can't replace ourselves, and we become a doomed, extinct species, slowly, 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 ever evolving into nothing. This is the game they could be playing on us. And we so willingly run from the frying pan into the proverbial fire. It really scares me. But that's people. Putin blasts the World Economic Forum honchos at Davos Gab Fest. And I do remember Putin talking about nuclear weapons previously about that. So I read into that he's not exactly going with the flow, maybe, that some countries are talking about. But when we get into this green energy concept, AI, robotics, transhumanism, universal vaccination, comprehensive surveillance, as the Great Reset. We have to seriously ask ourselves what we're doing and give our heads a big shake. This guaranteed income supplement, so that this is part of what Schwab talked about, that, you know, we're all paid to stay home in our little prisons until, I guess, they get the guts or gumption to do what they are going to do to us. And we factor that in with gun control. Like in Canada, they want to ban BB guns. They call them gateway guns. What? They're toys. They've always been toys. So one of the most classic ever was from the old TV show Red Ryder. He had the Red Ryder BB gun. Well, now, this is a gateway gun. Ooh, I see. So they don't even want people to even have the vaguest concept in their mind or a picture of what a firearm looks like. That's got to really tell you something and send shivers through your spine. My recommendation to the Canadian shooting lobby was, well, they're going to ban them anyway, mail them all to Ottawa, free postage, and have a Red Ryder rebellion, drown them in millions of non-firearm air projectile toys, just to let them know you're thinking about them and you're out there. Probably be the best use for them. New York rolls out the COVID passport. Well, who couldn't see that coming? And of course, like any good deviant, the governor can pick and choose whatever women he wants for his harem, eh? Just like the good old boys in 1939. We had that here in Canada. Only Rebel News talks about it. It doesn't get on the corporate satanic media. Woman getting raped in Trudeau's COVID quarantine hotel. Too bad. Can't say the dirty words after that. Slap her down, beat her up, and then force her to go back to the hotel. Because he's a feminist at heart. And then the guy's trying to, you know, get you to pay. You know, you want to get out of this quarantine, eh, girl? Yeah. How much? The lowest common denominators float. And this guy is one of them. I heard, because I like to listen to American radio in the morning when I get up for something different. And I can get the AM bounce sometimes, or I can hear places pretty far away and get another perspective. But what I was hearing from New York State was that senators in the state legislature want to give their powers to Governor Cuomo so he can rule by fiat faster and easier. You know, hello? Who put these losers in there? House passes Police Reform Act for George Floyd. Well, that was another big one. It's all forgotten pretty much now, but, you know, that had more holes in the story than almost anything else when you looked at this video on how fake it was. And that the liars make a circus out of this to take away all your freedoms and liberties and bring up some kind of impetus to basically remove and destroy law enforcement from civilized society. Admittedly, there are some bad coppers. There's no doubt about that. But by and large, there's a lot of other villains that we need good coppers for. And to basically unzip the fabric of society is lunacy. It's like, you know, going back to, you know, some dystopian movie format or something like Mad Max, where we don't have a civilized society based on the rule of law. But these are the traps, pitfalls, and ambushes you're being led to because you followed a circus. The bigger they make the circus, it almost should be like a scientific formula. The bigger they make the circus, the more likely it is that it's a fraud. And hopefully we learn something after other epic eras. Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11. Like, if we solved the Oklahoma City bombing, we wouldn't have had 9/11. If Trump was any kind of a leader, he would have revealed what really happened on 9/11. He would have really revealed what happened to John Kennedy. But he didn't. He failed. That was probably one of the biggest failures in American history. It's all you had to do is tell the truth about something where most people hold the lie very, very dear and release the evidence once and for all. Let the chips fall where they may, even if they were on your own head. But what they probably did to him is like they did with many other leaders in the past, is just say, you'll be JFK'd. If you even dare go against us, we have the power to take you out. A former vice president, Spiro Agnew, had a whole chapter in his book, Go Quietly or Else, which you could probably buy for 99 cents, where he explained all that, because they had to put Gerald Ford into place to keep the... Okay, that musical interlude was brought to you by the Deep State. Compliments of their secret subterranean bunker in wherever the hell it may be. But probably closer to hell. Don't know what happened, but it happens. Anyway, we were talking about Lyndon Johnson and the good old days. We were talking about our great vice president, Spiro Agnew, who wrote a book, Get Out. Or, pardon me, Go Quietly or Else, to get him out of office so that the deep state can take over and put their munchkin in control of your destiny. Those are things you're not supposed to know. You can know them. It's always important to read the books and understand what's going on. It's the only tool we got, and it's something that has to be done as part of participatory government. House passes a sweeping election bill opposed by Republicans, if there are any real Republicans. H.R. number one, For the People Act. And they always get these great names. Oh, it's for the people. Really? Really? For the people? Stealing all the money from the Treasury is for the people? Salting it off who knows where? Taking complete control and authority. It's just like the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act had absolutely nothing to do with patriotism. It was the Stupidity Act, to give away your God-given rights and freedoms and turn them over to a state complex that probably did 9/11 in the first place, or at least allowed it to happen, at the least. And that's something Donald Trump should have broke ice on. That is so important. That's where John Kennedy is an amazing man, because he knew they were going to kill him. He was told, and he stood firm, because he was a combat veteran too, so he used to be an under fire, not having a knuckle under. But he went through with his trip anyway, although it's a damn shame his driver wasn't on his side and slowed him down instead of speeding him up. But that's the difference between, I guess, a super patriot leader and a shill. The shills run away to live another day and leave us to die. And I still don't hear any word of the magic horse coming into Washington with our dearly departed president taking over the republic. I was teasing a woman in Florida who's just hardcore believing this crap. Even though I tell her, it's in the Bible, you know. Fool returns to his folly like a dog returns to his vomit. And people just can't help licking whatever is in the vomit up, even though you know it's vomit now. And they can't stop. And they say, well, what's going to be the other one? 4th of July, the Greys are going to come in alien spaceships, land on the front lawn of the White House, and put Trump back in power as he comes from a secret subterranean lair. Isn't going to happen. You want to see the heroes? You want to see the revolution? It was just like in the beginning. You look in the mirror. Whoever's looking back at you is the hero or not. That's the cavalry. Mount your horse. Make your ride. One way or another. Because ultimately, it's God who's in charge of the reset button. And it won't be pretty if we fail. L.A. schools to launch Microsoft COVID tracking app so children can attend classes. And doesn't anyone see what those tracking apps are? Hitler had them. They were yellow stars. You put them on your clothes. I can see where you go, what you're doing. And act and react accordingly. Now it's digital. You see, there was a company called IBM, and I call it I Burned Many, that was responsible for this. They made something called the Hollerith machine, and it was a data card sorting machine before a computer. So it's like the old computer cards. And your worth as of uselessness, as Klaus Schwab said, was put on that card. And they tattooed it on your arm so no one would forget. Now it's digital. Okay? It's the same thing. And a lot of the same companies still exist. You're being herded like cattle. And the ultimate end game is to send you to the slaughterhouse. And then it'll be a conspiracy theory after that because you never lived in the first place. We're sure of that. 150 missing children found in Tennessee as part of Operation Volunteer Strong. Well, hallelujah for that. As I say, there are good cops and they do good work. And this is obviously a piece of that, because sometimes it's very hard to stand in front of this juggernaut of evil. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, police proposed changes to search warrant process after botched raid. Now, that should almost just go as standard operating procedure that you're going to invoke, especially a high-risk warrant, that you got the right place. You know, what was the one story ages ago where they threw like some kind of grenade in a baby's crib and it blew up and hurt the baby? It was a flashbang, but, you know, not something for babies, right? And there's just no accountability. You have a moral responsibility and code. The more power you have, the more authority you have, the more you got to be like Jesus. Rubio, COVID relief bill bailing out our predator Cuomo. Well, I don't doubt that for a minute. He needs extra bucks so he can get on the Lolita Express. I'm sure that's working out still from somewhere. Biden to meet bipartisan lawmakers on infrastructure. Somehow I just can't even put the words together like President Biden. The man should be in a nursing home. He can barely form sentences. But that's what they wanted, because I'm sure he's one of those 1.9 million agents the Chinese put into place. Iceland suffers 17,000 earthquakes in 1 week. It's been like 24-hour straight earthquakes. In some blogospheres, they even say, you know, Ireland could be at risk if there's a big one there. And the Bible talks about that, too. Earthquakes in diverse places. And God shakes you a little bit. He says, you know, do I have your attention? Are you listening to me? Or are you just going to walk blindly into the reset button and be exterminated from existence? And sometimes people have to actually think about that a little bit. New Zealand is hit by a 7.3 magnitude earthquake, triggering tsunami warning. And there's like another little den of evil. I tease Max sometimes when he comes on the show that he's the Australian Coast Watcher. You know, the Australians and New Zealanders, when they had to fight the Japanese, they were a tough lot. That was probably one of the worst places. You could be isolated in a South Pacific island in the middle of nowhere with no help, reinforcement, with the Japanese forces all over you. And if you get caught, you wouldn't want to be taken alive. And you look at how tough those people were and how much they're jellyfish today. Twitter will enforce a strike system against coronavirus vaccine misinformation. Well, the truth is the most potent thing we have at our disposal, and it's something we have to use. And it is very important that we keep speaking the truth. And we don't need Twitter. You know, Paul Revere didn't use Twitter. He used a horse. And he got the word out. And it worked. A war was fought. A nation was won. A civilization was established. By and large, most of these tech companies are agents of Satan and should have a serious, serious set of consequences put upon them when this war of the restoration of the Republic is over. Documents prove Fauci was working with the Communist Party on COVID. That's on Power Hour News. You can click on there, and I don't doubt that for a minute that he is an agent provocateur leading his country to destruction. Benedict Arnold is just child's play compared to the treachery of Fauci, because his crimes are against the whole human race, in my opinion. Some experience delayed rashes after Moderna COVID-19 shots. It's probably the least of your worries, but it's just beginning. Concerned with heavy exposure to heavy metals? Well, they're in the baby foods. Lovely. So be very careful with your labels about those brand name baby products, because they're even after the children. Blood clot risk, the unique compound in grapeseed extract to protect your circulation. I was talking about that before. Grapeseed extract is one of the most wonderful things happening. Power Hour Nation is one of the most wonderful things happening. Freedom is one of the most wonderful things happening. You're one of the most wonderful things happening because you are the keys to the resistance, even by forming a thought. Remember, we give out bioelectric energy while they want us to stay 6 feet apart. Through our unions, we defeat them. Power. Thanks for coming out, Troy, Canada. Remember, in the New World Order prison, all forms of resistance are not futile, fundamental, even little ones. Thanks for coming out. Until the next time, good day.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.